July 9, The Gift of Healing. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. The power of Christ to stay disease has been revealed in the past in a remarkable manner. Before we were blessed with institutions where the sick could get help from suffering, by diligent treatment and earnest prayer and faith to God, we carried the most seemingly hopeless cases through successfully. Today, the Lord invites the suffering ones to have faith in Him. Man's necessity is God's opportunity. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. With all our treatments given to the sick, simple, fervent prayer should be offered for the blessing of healing. We are to point the sick to the compassionate Savior and His power to forgive and to heal. Through His gracious providence they may be restored. Point the sufferers to their advocate in the heavenly courts. Tell them that Christ will heal the sick if they will repent and cease to transgress the laws of God. There is a Savior who will reveal Himself in our sanitariums, to save those who will submit themselves to Him. The suffering ones can unite with you in prayer, confessing their sin and receiving pardon. Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, pages 267 and 268.